League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Spatzer, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date's Monday the 15th February. We're here 8 a.m, 10 a.m, and 1 p.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Today's guest list for the 10 o'clock show, we've got Zach Mayer, Richard Hunter, Keith Bowman, Craig Earle, Brenda Kelly, Steve Woodcock, and Gaurav Sharma. For the 1 o'clock show, we've got James Hughes, Tony Cross, Ben Harrington, Bonnie Hughes, and a rerun of Zach's charts. Right, let's kick off with young Zach Mayer from Zach's Trader Cafe. Morning, young Zach.
Morning.
Thought of the day.
Can it last? A massive rebound, again, following on from Friday in Europe, and obviously Japan up 7% overnight, which is incredible. 1,000 points added, and China situation. Well, I suppose the main thing for me is the data from both China and Japan is horrific. The market's obviously expecting central banks to come up with another rabbit out of the hat. I'm not quite sure what they've got left.
Well, it's quite interesting. I always reiterate how good the weekend FT is. John Author's written in the Long View, OK? Knives are out, as usual, suspects of a bad hand in sell-off, OK? And the reason for the pullback, it was OPEC, it was the sovereign wealth funds, it was the Chinese stock market, it was the Chinese currency, it was the Fed, it was earnings, it was negative rates, it was the US economy, it was the bond market, it was irrational exuberance, it was Dodd-Frank on the re-regulation. It was everyone. Nobody's that clear,
yeah,
are they?
Exactly. No, it's just all over the place. So I suppose, well, the other thing I was telling you earlier is when you see these big one-day rises, the biggest rise for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, that's normally in a bear market. That's not in a bull market.
Yeah. So
that's something to remember.
Understood. Let's go through a number of slides to kick us off with. Tip TV Finance, the app is available in the store. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Join the Tip TV family, as always, Tip TV Finance at official Tip TV. If you want Zach to give you a humble opinion on one of the technicals, tweet us your requests. Let's move on to what's trending. Oil edges down as China data disappoints again. Iran loads first shipment for Europe since reaching nuclear deal. China, one, hits 2016 high against the US dollar. Fed US interest rates, outside shocks, biggest danger to US, says Fed official. Let's move on to broker upgrades, downgrades. You chose Anto Auto Trader Intercontinental. A few words on all of those, please, Zach.
Well, obviously, Anto, the copper miner, just reminded myself, really, that obviously, if we are going to see any real economic recovery, you'd have to see copper rising or the other way around. Hold there from Peel Hunt, which is rather anodyne in terms of the analysis there. But again, Antofagasta, one of the stocks that really has to improve as a reflection of a possible recovery in the stock market and Far East economies.
Okay, Auto Trader.
Just like the idea of Auto Trader having the sort of one of the leading brands in its field, that's, you know, a monopoly or a near monopoly is always the way forward, or first mover advantage is the way forward in current deflationary markets. Ad from Peel Hunt, and I'd go along with that.
Yep, finally, Intercontinental Hotels.
Intercontinental, I am obsessed by Airbnb. I just think that's the massive...
Is this the sharing of...
Yes, the sharing of flats and houses. You rent out your room and everything else to a perfect stranger and hope nothing horrible happens, except they hand you over some money. Basically, that seems to be... I mean, for me, that's, normally a hotel room in London, £120 a night. Airbnb started off for £50 for a room. Now it's about £30
for a room. Is it really?
So it's just going... You know, that's going down. The hotel rooms, I think it's just a matter of time before... Anyway, there's a problem there, I think, and... just something to bear in mind there.
Okay, let's have a quick look at the charts as of the close Friday night. And so,
a little dance there, trying to reverse there. Obviously, we were here before in August. We had that, they tried to reverse there, and that failed. So presumably, you might sort of think it's almost the same repeat of that gap up there and then down again. So we need to break 460 on the charting basis for the higher high to go with the higher low that we've had. So watch that space.
Understood. Let's move on to Auto Trader.
Yeah, main support here towards 320. So if you're a fan of the company, as I've hinted that I am, then that would be the area to go long into. Hopefully, that's the worst that we'll get, down to 330, 325.
So a key chart point, there. And finally, Intercontinental Hotels?
Well, if you are bearish on this situation, you had the gap up there, the gap down there, that's an island top. Wouldn't expect it to go back above, let's say, £23.50 before the support goes, but this is crucial now. I mean, I think that my disruptive idea of Airbnb, it'll be like the EasyJets and the Aldis of for this sector hitting Intercontinental.
Understood. Let's move on to Mike Ingram, market strategist for BGC. His morning thoughts: so Japan leads Asia higher with the biggest gain, up 7% since 08. Japan GDP contracts 1.4% annualized. China reopens a touch weaker after the lunar holiday. The public PBOC governor talks up the yuan. RBI governor talks down the rupee. European trading set for the open up 2%. Just a piece on that. How, in terms of the charts, are they looking a lot more bullish now? Are we back at...
No, we just got a one-day wonder. So I don't think it really, there's nothing really to go on at the moment. At the moment, it's just a short covering, 2-3 day wonder, and then back down again. As I said before, when you see the biggest gain since X, Y, and Z, that's in a bear market. That's never in a bull market. So,
right. So you're not...
I mean, the percentage-wise, it's probably a bear market rally and, severe short covering. Traders are expecting Bank of Japan and the PBOC to do something big, something dramatic, and it's almost likely to fail in their expectations.
Understood. Let's move on now to FX Street. Omkar Gopal's thoughts today. Correction underway. Euro US dollar breaks rising trend line. On the euro dollar hourly close below rising trend line, could open door for a drop down to 110.88, 50% of the March low, August high. So again, that's quite a big, half decent break, isn't it?
So yeah, I mean, it's a half decent break, but still, I mean, the 110.50 is the 200-day average area. So really, it's not a biggie at this stage.
Right, understood. Safe havens, obviously, gold drops 2.5%, and dollar yen up 0.7%. Okay, let's move on to the last slide for this segment. The S&P 500. On Friday, the S&P 500 barely broke its low from January and then reversed hard. Today, seeing encouraging follow-through pulled on for the potential floor across the 1812 area. Should strength resume on Tuesday, markets closed Monday, i.e. today, in observance of President's Day, then a double bottom would take form. That simple pattern would activate on a break above 1950. What constitutes a break? Maybe a 1% to 3% close above and or a two-day close below or above a key level, projecting a swift rally to 2090, fueled by heavy short covering. So that's a double top. Again, for the technicals, go to the J.J. Murphy book. Would you go along with that?
Looks good. I mean, it looks as though it could be a W-shaped reversal there, back to 1950. I said that in the 8 o'clock show, looking for 1950 there. We've seen it is reminiscent of the August bounce as well. That sort of, one-day, two-day wonder, and then right back up again on the support.
So you're not going to go for a lookout. We are heading for a crash again, a dire warning from Bank Guru, who predicted the crunch.
No, I think the next move is up, even if we come back down again. So it'll, we could have 1950 again on the S&P and then back down again. So, this is an ongoing process.
Zach Mir, thank you very much for that market roundup. Let's take our first break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.